Good evening, folks. You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890 broadcasting from the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women of Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. The Springwell Sheriff's Department is asking for any information regarding an unidentified man seen leaving Oasis Trailer Park three nights ago on a black motorcycle. The man is described 6 feet, 3 inches tall with short, black military-style crew cut and muscular build. The man is not believed to be a resident of Springwell and is wanted for questioning in connection to the injuries suffered by Luke McKnight. Sheriff Wilcox encourages anyone that has seen the stranger to keep their distance and contact the sheriff's office immediately. Also, a small group of Springwell residents were moved from the steps of City Hall today by Sheriff Wilcox. The protesters expressed frustration over the continued power outage that continued to plague nearly 50% of Springwell customers. Mayor Otaro's office has called for calm and patience from local residents. The mayor stated that he recently held meetings with executives from Springwell Electric and representatives from the Filer Air Force about the outages. And the mayor stated that Springwell has the best, most wonderful electric company, and he is confident that residents will only see a modest increase in their monthly bills to pay for the repairs. Mayor Otaro is also a major shareholder in Springwell Electric. The mayor's office is also asking Springwell residents to consider staying home after 9 p.m. in light of the power outages and current investigation into Luke McKnight's injuries. While not imposing a curfew officially, the suggestion is meant to encourage public safety. You heard it, folks. Air Force spokesman Colonel Carter Blanchard has confirmed that the exercises being performed around Bedrock Dam are complete and Ellison Drive has been reopened. Although access to the dam is available, strict adherence to the posted street signs is advised, as some areas west of Ellison Drive have restricted access due to the military equipment in the area. All land areas directly west of Ellison Drive between the Dry Creek Campground and Zephaniah Laboratories are restricted and patrolled by military personnel and surveillance drones. This Saturday at 9 a.m., the Springwell Veterinarian's Office is inviting everyone with pets affected by Saturday night's electrical storm to come in for a special anxiety vaccine developed by scientists from Filer Air Force Base. The treatments are being offered free of charge by the U.S. government as a thank you for being such gracious hosts for our servicemen and women. Air Force scientists are confident that this long-term anti-anxiety treatment will help your pets heal from their trauma naturally. Well, that's all of our updates. Let's listen to a song and let's take some calls. We'll be right back. did get some of our power back today, and the weather was beautiful. What did you do to keep yourself busy? Hey, we've got a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Nikki, if we're going to have folks protesting about electricity, then we need to start protesting power-hungry people in this town.
What do you mean, Ms. May?
That Sheriff Wilcox came over to my trailer today with his feathers ruffled, demanding I give him some kind of answers I don't have. And Raul over at Lupita's just refused to fix my taco plate.
Demanding answers? What did he say?
Would you believe he had the gall to tell me that they don't put extra meat in tacos if you want crunchy shells? When have I ever ordered tacos without extra meat?
Oh, no, Miss May. Well, the sheriff, what did the sheriff say? What did he want?
Oh, the sheriff acted like I was keeping something from him on account of the fact I didn't mention anything about the man on the motorcycle the other night. I guess he heard the radio. But it's like I told Raul, I ain't gonna tell you nothing if you don't ask. When have I ever ordered tacos without extra meat?
Now, I feel you on the meat, Miss May. But the man on the motorcycle is wanted for questioning because of what happened to Luke. The sheriff's just doing his job.
His job? More like polishing his badge. Listen, Nikki, just because a chicken has wings don't mean it can fly. Besides, like I told you, that's a good man asking questions about the sheriff and those labs. I hope Luke turns out all right, but the sheriff should be patrolling Lupita and making sure folks get their orders right.
Thanks for calling, Miss May. Listen, Sheriff Wilcox has had a busy week, and I'm sure it'll all work out. So, what are you planning for the weekend? Bedrock is open and the trout are jumping. Give me a call and tell me your plans. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Nick, where have you been?
Hey, Layla, well, I slept in a bit, and I spent most of the day fishing at the dam, and to be honest, I just barely got back for the show. How are you? What are you doing?
I've been trying to call you. It's about Luke. Have you heard?
No. I'm really sorry. I didn't get a chance to go to the hospital.
They said he died, Nick.
What? What happened? What are you talking about? Did you read this on one of your stupid little conspiracy theories? This is not funny, Layla. You can cut the crap. There's something that you just don't joke about.
Nick, the hospital called me about 2 hours ago. But listen, I know you think I'm crazy, but
I can't believe what you're telling me right now.
Listen to me. I don't think it's true. Someone told me that those black vans were parked outside the ER tonight, and then Luke vanished.
Luke vanished? Luke is gone? Like, Luke is really gone?
Listen to me, Nick. I really think something weird is going on. I mean, like, why wouldn't the hospital let me or Luke's parents see the body? They wouldn't even let Stacy see him. What is she supposed to tell their daughter? I don't believe it, and neither does Benny. We're gonna...
Layla, I can't process what you're telling me right now. I have to call Luke's parents, Stacy. Layla, I'm gonna call you back.
Nick.
Sorry, folks. I can't really confirm the accuracy of that last call, but I guess with the power out, there's not many of you out there anyways. Oh, well, here's a listener. Hey, you're on the air.
I'm listening, Nick. No measly power out is just going to shut down a bunker designed to survive World War III.
I'm sorry, who are you?
This is the GM. moderator. I know all about your little life and those black vans and those military exercises. You're smack dab in the middle of a cover-up, Nick, and you gotta act fast before they go after more civilians like you.
The GM? Is that like a CB handle or something?
Oh, it's something. It's a code name for the resistance. And there are hundreds. There's quite a few of us that are sharing your show on the ham frequencies. And it's clear as Roswell. You're at a cover-up.
Cover-up? Really? And what do you know about Springwell, GM? This town has enjoyed peace and prosperity since 47. We don't sit in bunkers in fear of the military, nor do we wear tinfoil hats and spread urban legends.
Urban legends? Don't talk to me about peace and prosperity, kid. I've lived it. Back in 85, I was fishing Bitter Lake, loving my peace, and when I seen these lights in the distance coming towards me, I couldn't move, and then, well, let's just say, I couldn't sit down comfortably on hard surfaces no more.
I'm sorry, but we're almost out of time.
Wait, Nick, let me ask you. Can you listen to the police scanner?
Well, we have one in the station, GM, but I don't listen while I'm enjoying riveting conversations like this one.
Well, your illustrious sheriff and a couple of black vans were chasing your fugitive motorcycle rider from Springwell, and apparently they've cornered him in a building downtown.
Wait, what? What's going on?
It sounds like a standoff right now. Fortunately for your sheriff, downtown is pretty empty because of the mayor's curfew, but I can't help but wonder if we'll ever really know what's going on.
Well, I gotta go that way to go to Moonlighters. I will see what's going on, and I have to find out what's going on with Luke. I don't understand. But for anyone else out there that may be listening, that's all the time we have. Back to our regularly scheduled military program. APAF is the division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.